Chapter 65. When the disinherited knight heard that fatal announcement, he fell to the ground senseless, and was for some days as one perfectly distraught with grief. He took no nourishment and uttered no word. For weeks he did not relapse out of his moody silence, and when he came partially to himself again, it was to bid his people to horse, in a hollow voice, and to make a foray against the Moors. Day after day he issued out against these infidels, and did not, but slay and slay. He took no plunder as other knights did, but left that to his followers. He uttered no war cry, as was the manner of chivalry, and he gave no quarter, insomuch that the island knight became the dread of all the Paynims of Granada and Andalusia, and more fell by his lance than by that of any the most clamorous captains of the troops in arms against them. Thus the tide of battle turned, and the Arab historian, El-Makari, recounts how, at the great battle of Al-Akab, called by the Spaniards Las Navas, the Christians retrieved their defeated Larcos, and absolutely killed 500,000 of Mahometans. 50,000 of these, of course, Don Wilfred took to his own lance, and it was remarked that the melancholy warrior seemed somewhat more easy in spirits after that famous feat of arms. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.